Welcome to our Maundy Thursday message, which is given to us by Paul Lambert. The reading, which I'll read in a bit, is John 14, 1 to 14. And any of you that know Paul will know that it starts with a joke or two. Have you ever had to give someone some disappointing news? Have you thought about how you do that? Perhaps the good news first, then the bad news. Frequently it's given the other way around, isn't it? For example, the good news, there are golf courses in heaven. The bad news is that you're teeing off tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Or the one where the doctor says, have some bad news and good news. Well, what's that? Well, your operation is going to cost far more than I expected. Oh, well, that's the bad news. What's the good news? The doctor, well, I can afford a new Mercedes now. Paul says that he once had to tell a fairly young teacher that she had macular degeneration after a doctor had told her simply, you're going to go blind. She was understandably very upset, but Paul told her that she wouldn't go blind, but may lose her central vision over a period of time. She was still upset, but there are ways of saying things, aren't there? Jesus tells his disciples some upsetting news. Firstly, one of them is going to betray him. Secondly, Peter is going to deny him three times, but worst of all, he's going to go away. They're upset. Let's see how he tells them and the ensuing conversations the disciples ask him. John 14, 1 to 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father, living in me, who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least, believe in the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Now, to understand this in context, we must go back to chapter 13. Jesus and his disciples have just finished observing the Passover. They had a meal, after which Jesus donned a towel and washed his disciples' feet. He tells them to love one another. And then after this, Jesus drops a bombshell. He tells them he will be betrayed by one of their number, verses 21 to 30. He tells them he's going away, verses 31 to 33. Then they learn the horrific news that Peter will also deny him, verses 36 to 38. Oh, the Lord's words must have broken their hearts and shattered their confidence. That's why we have the very special words of chapter 14. No wonder the 12 are upset and confused. Who is to be trusted? What does Jesus mean? He's going somewhere they cannot come. If you think back to last week when we heard about the Good Shepherd, the one we are following is now opening a door that you cannot enter. Oh, it's very confusing. No wonder they're troubled. We need to bear this in mind when we face tribulation and heartache. John 16 verse 33 tells us we shall have tribulation. But then we come across those words, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." Paul writes to the Philippians in chapter 4 verse 6, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Supplication is more than just petitioning God. It is to pray in earnestness and intensity. Matthew 11 verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." 1 Peter 5 verse 7, "Cast all your care on him, for he cares for you." Psalm 55 verse 2, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you." 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, "God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of a sound mind." In the face of Peter's denial, it's almost as if Jesus is saying his betrayal doesn't matter. Don't worry, trust me, believe in me. You may notice from the passage that both Thomas and Philip continue to be troubled. So Jesus begins with reassurance. Here he is at the worst time of his life, and he is giving comfort and reassurance to his disciples. And Thomas says, "We don't know. We don't know where you're going. We don't know how to stay on the way or even find the trail." It's like Thomas is saying, "Jesus, get real. Please, we don't have much time." It's like a scene from a Western like True Grit, the little group seeking a killer. Fear that the trail has gone cold and they make it too late to find their quarry. Thomas and Philip are both puzzled about how to follow, how to spot the trail when they don't know where Jesus is going or what the Father looks like. This anxiety is clouding their vision, their perception and their hearts. Jesus moves away from talk about going away and returning to again asking them to believe that he and the Father are one. To see Jesus is to see the Father. And they have seen his face, they've heard his voice, and even more importantly, they've seen his works. They've seen him do miracles. It should be enough to know that Jesus is the Father. You can perhaps imagine them thinking back, water into wine, Lazarus to life, bread and fish to a banquet, healings, work that brings healings, delight, abundance, life itself. These would be the works of God the Father and the Son. "When the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." The preacher would do well to explore how difficult it is to recognise the Father in the face of the familiar one, Jesus. Remember the question at the beginning. How do we give bad news to someone? The answer, as Jesus showed, was to be honest, to answer the questions asked honestly, and to give reassurance. Jesus asks them to believe in me as you do in the Father. Don't be troubled by the complexities and disappointments in your life. Give them to God, to Jesus. He has gone to prepare a place for us that we will one day be with him. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The true door to the sheepfold where life abounds in all those places where truth and life are served. We will see him. God bless you all.